بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، firstly the brief explanation of the poems that we read in our zikr. I'm busy discussing this poem. Any person is making zikr of La ilaha illallah, then koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. We mentioned this yesterday, hopefully we remember and not forgot, that somebody asked me, what am I asking? I'm asking from Allah, Allah Himself, and that Allah becomes mine and Allah makes me His, and day and night now, this is my wadi and this is my dua. No more all the other duas that I'm thinking of, a job, a desk. When I ask for Allah, Allah will sort out everything for me. And Allah Ta'ala, I beg you, please grant me as a gift your love. And one drop of the love of Allah will change our whole life. And besides that, I'm not asking for anything else. I don't need that. Once I got the love of Allah, I got the whole world. And then a person realizes and acknowledges in front of Allah, hey narazgi, jis ki dozakh se barkar, usi raat ki bas rida mangta hu. That now Allah, I want your love, and I realize that to displease you, hey narazgi, the displeasure of this great being, dozakh se barkar, is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. One is you commit sins and you be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, Allah's anger is worse than that. And Allah's curse is so, to be sinning is worse than even being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Because a person can be thrown in a fire and Allah is happy with you, Allah will never let you burn. You can be in a palace and Allah is unhappy with you, you'll be in misery all the time. So we should realize this, that Allah's unhappiness and anger is worse than being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. That is why, O Allah, I beg you, usi zaat, that great being only, in whose control is everything, O Allah, bas raza mangta hu. All I'm asking, please give me that tawfiq to be pleasing you all the time. That I want your happiness. In other words, with the barakat of the zikr, let me take out all sins from my life, and let me become your obedient servant. So this is actually the object and purpose of our zikr, and we see from this that these poems are not just recited just to make zikr entertaining or make it seem nice, but this is great, great muraqabah, that a person is pondering why I'm making zikr and begging Allah Ta'ala for the reality to penetrate our hearts. Continue at our important sabak with regard to namaz, which Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest gift to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma abadu faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Yesterday we came to the point that when a person now he praised Allah, he put his needs forward, etc., he realizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he can't just help falling at the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah ta'ala first told him, wait, you don't just come straight down into sajda. First make ruku. He made ruku, his back bent. In other words, uncontrollably. He couldn't control himself. His back just had to bend in front of such a great being, such a great creator. Then Allah Ta'ala, so to say, pushed him back. Now he's more eager. That when can I fall at the feet of Allah? Then Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity that now come into sajda. When a person is now in sajda, he realizes I'm the closest to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to say, I'm kissing the feet of Allah. Allah doesn't have feet like us. Allah doesn't need it. But this is showing that the slave, when he's at the peak of his enjoyment, is when he's allowed to kiss the feet of his master. To kiss the feet of his Lord. The lords and masters of this world, they are creation themselves. They didn't create the slave. This is Allah who is our creator. And Allah has allowed us. And then a person realizes that what a position Allah has given me. And in that ecstasy now he reads, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. That, oh Allah, very pure are you. And you are my Rabb. And you are most lofty. Allah Ta'ala has given us this ability, and Allah has taught us what words to pray, how to praise Allah in that position. Like in ruku, a person realizes Allah's magnanimity, Allah's greatness. Now you realize Allahu Akbar. And that is why we come here to learn. One is you learn the masail, or you learn all the du'as and the meanings. But what is the loving translation of all this? Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to teach that when you're saying Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, that pure, paak hai, meri azim ushan, Rabba ki paaki mein bayan kar raha hun. That my Rabb who is so magnificent, I am pronouncing His purity. And by me pronouncing the purity of Allah Ta'ala, I am not raising Allah Ta'ala's purity to the minutest degree. Allah Ta'ala's kindness, actually Allah Ta'ala is purifying my heart. That I am praising and acknowledging Allah, you are pure. Allah Ta'ala now will remove all the impurities from your heart, and Allah Ta'ala will make you pure. And Rabbi, and yeah, Allahu Akbar. In Surah Fatiha we read Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is the Rabb of all the universes, the Creator, the Sustainer. Allah is taking care of every creation, every split moment. But yeah, Allah has given me direct opportunity. Let's say, Rabbi, my Rabb. Now you're talking directly to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, immediately. And Allah's full attention, have this yaqeen as we all learn in front. Allah's full attention now is towards you all the time. And who is my Rabb? Allahu Akbar. Allah is Allah which encompasses all the qualities. But we see in Salah and in Surah Fatiha particularly, Allah has made mention of this quality of Rabb. The explanation has been given. But one other aspect our Dada Shaykh explains, that Rabb is that great being who keeps you under His protection all the time. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that, is our Rabbah. Like Allahu Akbar. A person has a problem when he's a small child, he runs to his amma, he runs to his mother, that I got this problem. He falls, he gets hurt, he runs to his mother. And he gets little, big, he starts playing with his friends, etc. Then the fights happen, they bully one another. Now he can't manage to hit his friend, so he says, I'm going to call my Abba, I'm going to call my father. So then, in the meantime, that other boy also went to call his father. And when this father came, that boy that was bullied, when on the way, he just near there, he saw that boy's father came, he's like a big wrestler. Already he got scared. He told us, we must play, this is just, you mustn't fight, you must play nicely. Now his whole tune changed. And our Shaykh says that me, people like myself, our parents have passed away. Don't say I don't have a father. My father passed away. Now when my father passed away, I can't run to my Abba. I run where? To my Rabbah. I run to my Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Anybody in the world can trouble me, anybody wants to arrest me, anything, I run to my Rabbah. And to run to Allah, you don't have to run home. Immediately in your heart, Ya Allah, I have this problem. And Rabbah is not scared of all the united forces of the world or anything. Allah is not scared for anybody. Allah is not in need of anybody. Allah doesn't even have to send an angel to assist you. Immediately Allah's focus is upon you. And as we will learn in the next sajda, how Allah Ta'ala, so that is Allah is saying, Rabbi. And then in sajda, even now you realize that my Rabbah is so mighty, He's so strong, He's so magnificent. No force in the world can overpower Allah Rabbul Izzat Aliyazu Billah. No force, forget, overpower, stand in front of the force of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is my Rabbah. Now when you fall in at the feet of Allah, you say, oh Allah, now I've realized that I've got no know-how. I've got no one behind me. You think you had all the mafias, you had everybody behind you, and you okay, nobody can touch you. Now you realize, Rabbi al-Ala, oh Allah, I am the lowest. I am the most useless. All my contacts, nothing can help me. My brains, my technology, all that is useless. You are the highest. I am the lowest. And this is man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. When you come to realize that I am created from filth, droplet of sperm, I'm absolutely worth nothing. I'm useless. I think I got so big brains, etc. I am the state president. In 1 minute, Allah can twitch one of your nerves, then you're like a cabbage. What are you?
So in front of Allah, we admit wholeheartedly, and a person realizes that, oh Allah, I am the lowest of low, I am the most useless, and we see, now you'll say, not just Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, in your heart you'll say, Mere Rabbah, Mere Palanhar, Mere Khaliq, Mere Malik, that, oh Allah, you are my creator, you are my owner, you are the one who takes care of me. So we see in sajda and in namaz, every aspect of namaz is just Islam. It's our spiritual reformation. If we come to know what namaz is, but now if we just learn namaz from the kitabs, etc., and that is why it's so important that Allah has allowed us the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Forget the company of Allah is so great. Just to be in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala is an extremely precious ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made it so easy on our own. Where could we ever think how to get connection with Allah? Allah has made it so easy in Surah Fatiha already. Allah said, you want the straight road to meet me? All you have to do, that just hold Sirat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim. There is two ways you can reach a place. One is Ira'atul Tariq, that somebody guides you, that here's the map, here's the Google map, etc. Or the person tells you, and with the map today, the road, maybe if there's some the road works, etc. Now you have to go a detour. Now you're in a problem. Am I on the right road? Not the right road or what? And Hazrat says, not like people like myself. That the person, his boss sends his driver to go and deliver goods. And he says, I'll keep you on the garment. And I will also be on the phone with you. And this is the road. And you just carry on. One way is contacting him. When he's about to be at that place, he's asking, have you reached? He's saying, no, boss, I'm lost. So if you're still lost, what somebody will say? You're the biggest ulu in the world. Sadly with us, we have got the whole constitution of life, our Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best model. Allah sent the Anbiya, Allah sent after that, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Tabi Tabi'een. And till today, according to our level, we get the greatest buzurgs, the greatest pious people to guide us. And we still get lost, and we still running in the wrong direction. Then who is to be blamed? So one is you guide a person by a map. Like many of us, we say, no, I can't manage just to go to the Khanka lesson online. Online, you'll just get the inclination towards it. You won't even get the real reality. When you come in the company, the second way you can guide a person, you tell him, Ira'atul Tariq, that I'm going that direction, just follow me. In the car behind, come behind me, you follow me. That is a bit easier. But if you're traveling, and now rain starts, and it gets dark, and now you took over 1-2 cars or 1-2 trucks, now you're in a dilemma. Which way I have to go? I don't know which way to go. Now the easiest way is Sal ila al-Matloob, that now to reach your destination, a person tells you that I am going, just jump into my car. And you can jump into his car, you can fall off to sleep, you can be dreaming you somewhere else. When you open your eyes, you see, oh, we reached already. So exactly the same. Just hold the hands of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Without questions, you realize, you can see this is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Hold his hand firm. Don't get disconnected and try and go listen to everybody else. Keep your one object in your mind and your one method in mind, and then you'll see, you'll be on your road to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in this way, Hazrat explains that now when a person is that enjoyment, that ecstasy with Allah Rabbul Izzat, now he's saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, realizing that I am absolutely useless. And now this reality has to penetrate my heart. Not still that I'm just saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So see in front how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has made our salah. Yesterday we stopped at this point, that accordingly a person, according to his the capability, as he gets closer to Allah, as you learn, the more you attend the company of the friends of Allah, the more you in the majlis, you have got connection with a sheikh, accordingly you start understanding. And the more you learn the meaning, your mind opens up. What the effect of your mind, what the effect of your heart, there'll be more effect in the words. Then it won't be just words, it won't be just meaning, but we have to make that little effort. Then Hazrat further explains that very important, that is to stay in sajda for the duration that you read one tasbih. To stay so long, which is like not even a minute, few seconds, that is faraz. and to read the tasbih 3 times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, especially in Farz Namaz, that is sunnah. So a person should know this similarly what ruku. But myself, I have to see and think that Hazrat says that baad ke baad tasbih ta'zim ke fir khara hona aur madha aur sana ka arz karna. That he says, Allahu Akbar. Not only now Allah said, one time you came at my feet, now finish. Allah Ta'ala gives you another opportunity. And then Allah Ta'ala don't say, we don't see any namaz, any salah, that is one rakat. That now your appointment is over. Allah Ta'ala says, stand up again. That now reiterate what you wanted. And now this is for enjoyment. Allahu Akbar. That you gave your application, you got gold, great hope. The boss told me how to do it, etc. I know my application is accepted. I'm going to get my visas in few minutes time. Allah Ta'ala says, now stand again. Again, recite on your own, now you'll realize. Recite the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Now you'll see the enjoyment. In the second rakat, obviously you don't read sana. But now you'll think that when I read Surah Fatiha, what am I saying in front of Allah? Otherwise, whole life we're reading Surah Fatiha, we don't know what we're asking. We don't know what we're talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So praise Allah Ta'ala, announce the purity of Allah Ta'ala, and then remember one important aspect with regard to sajda and all the postures, pura sambal kar zameen par sar rakhna sunnat hai. It is sunnat, and it, in fact it is necessary to put your head properly on the ground and stay until your body is properly at ease that few seconds. Not that you just, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the worst person who steals is a person that steals in namaz. Sahaba was shocked, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and beautifully our Hazrat has given beautiful examples of stealing of namaz. We're not discussing that part now. This part here that Sahaba was said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how does a person steal in namaz? He says, like a fowl pecking on the ground. He just hardly puts his head down on sajda. Your nose didn't even touch the ground, which is necessary, and you're up already. And you already did finish your second sajda, and you up already. That type of sajda, Allah Ta'ala is not in need of that. And that is why we don't get the enjoyment of salah. And we say, hey, namaz again azan, Allahu Akbar. Sad conditions, how people will pass remarks when we don't know reality. So now he's giving us some, Sufi Sahib is explaining that what thoughts we should have, and what our mindset should be when we're making ruku, when we're making sajda, etc. Janna chahe ke ruku jo maqam bari ta'zeem ka hai. Firstly, you should understand the position of ruku, that you bow down, which you are not allowed in front of anybody. It can be the judge, it can be the king, it can be the state president. Nobody, even in front of your sheikh, even in front of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't bow down to me. Nobody is allowed to bow down like in ruku in front of anybody. In fact, not even full ruku, just to bow down in very humbleness, that is not correct in front of any person. This is the great position of great honor of Allah. The majesty of Allah, it was only deserving for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then understand, how did I get this honor, that I, a useless person like me from all the millions of slaves of Allah, Allah chose me, and Allah allowed me to bow down in front of Allah. Usse banda ko maloom hua, ke tujhse bari inayat sahib ki hai. From this a person should realize, and your mind should open up, that this is only a special gift from Allah Ta'ala for me. Every person, you could be the poorest of poorest person, whoever you could be, when you bow down in ruku, realize this is the special gift of Allah Ta'ala upon me. Allahu Akbar. Jo aise maqam e buzurg mein badun talab, that such a very great honorable position, to be bowing down in front of Allah, a useless slave like me, and such permission, without, I didn't the request this morning, that I have a request, Allah allow me to make ruku in front of you. We didn't make no request. Without request, Allah called us, and then Allah gave us such permission, or ijazat kisi naqib chowidar ke tujhko dakhal hua, that no, you didn't have to apply on the app, not like all the foolish things that we saw today, because we stayed away from the masjid, Allah Ta'ala showed us. Allah will put other people, and then we'll blame the mutawallis, we'll blame the government, that now they have closed the masjid. We didn't go to the masjid. We didn't realize this honor to bow down in the court, and in the court of Allah. Allahu Akbar. In your home also it is such a great honor. But here to come into the royal court, a special invitation. So Allah didn't say that you need permission. Nobody is allowed to give you permission to enter any masjid. And no, there is no the guards there. Although Allahu Akbar, the reality of it, we'll see the guards on the day of Qiyamah. By the Hawza Kawthar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we didn't perform our salah, or we didn't perform it how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, then those guards won't allow us to get from the Hawza Kawthar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They'll be pushing us away. But here, although we don't see the malaika, but they are standing there and they are taking a register. A person who comes 5 times a day for his salah, those malakul maut will be told, this man is a pious musalli, and he is a paban musalli, but a proper namazi. Not how I read namaz, not how I think I'm reading namaz, we have to work on our namaz in this way. Then at the time of death, malakul maut will tell you, read kalima. That you used to attend Allah's royal court, so without any guard there, nobody is guarding, nobody can stop you. And see how kind is Allah. We don't even come proper dressed or anything. Allah still allows us. Then Allah allows us so we get tawfiq that you realize, how could I go like that to Allah's house? I didn't know what the invitation. Now the next namaz, make an effort. Whatever wrong clothes I've got on, whatever wrong ways, shun it. Don't even wait that, oh, it cost me so much. This jacket, how can I give it away? Allah doesn't love it, I don't love it. That is the attitude of a banda, of a slave. That what my Allah, what my beloved doesn't like, I don't like. We don't think that, oh, I paid such a price. Who gave you that price? So in that way, a person now has entry. And remember, this honor, if you didn't appreciate this honor, we didn't come to Allah Ta'ala with that eagerness, that, oh Allah, I'm your slave, and I am ready to, please use me, not I'm ready to obey your command. I am not worth fulfilling any of your command. But you choose me, oh Allah, and you allow me. Now when a person realizes this, the poorest of poorest person, the person who even doesn't know properly how to perform salah, but he comes with this eagerness, Allah Ta'ala says, the reality you will see on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِي وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Allah will show His glamour on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran Sharif puts it according to our understanding. When Allah just opens His shin, there's no shin of Allah. In other words, 1 billionth of a billionth of a billionth of just the beauty, the splendor of Allah. When Allah presents Himself on the day of Qiyamah, the hardest kafir also, the person who said, I'm a thorough atheist, he'll want to bow down in front of Allah. Then his back will become stiff. We won't able to bend down. Allah will say, we gave you the opportunity in the world, you are too proud. Today is not the chance to bow down. And then Allah save us, they'll be dragged towards down on their faces, which you're supposed to put in the court of Allah out of great honor. Now you see the disgrace. You thought you are too proud, arrogant. I got no time for salah. I just meditate by my house and I meditate in my office. I'm close to God. I'm close to Allah. What you people like fools going to waste time there? Allah Ta'ala says you'll see that reality, that stupidity of yours, what your brains and face, you'll be dragged down on the ground and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So that is why when a person realizes this, usi waaste bahut si tareef karta hai aur peshani apne khaak par rakhta hai. Now a person, that mindset comes in you, realize, Allah, me, the most useless servant, and you allowed me. There are people that are rich, multi-millionaires. Don't look at them. They are the poorest people because they didn't get the opportunity to come in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you praise Allah Ta'ala with so much and you put your head down on the ground. That, oh Allah, I'm your slave, not even on the carpet, on the bare sand. And you put your head, your brains, your beauty, everything, acknowledging that all this is only the favors of Allah. I don't deserve this beauty, I don't deserve my brains, nothing. And my Rabbah didn't just give me brains, just a head, empty head. Allah gave me brains also. And Allah didn't keep my screws loose, Allah talked it properly also. Allah didn't leave it five that I'm little loose, that somebody say he's 5 bob short or something. And Allah didn't make it too tight also, that you think that you are too intelligent. Allah gave us proper brains to think. And Allah now gave it your, gave you your brains, now use your brains. Don't go run somewhere else, run to the royal court. Now when a person realizes this, he puts his brains, everything on the ground, or bar, bar, kehta hai, over and over, particularly in Nafal Salah. Now, it's not the question of the fiqh masala, that I can only say, I must only say three times, or I must only say five times, or seven times, odd numbers. Now, Allahu Akbar. Muhabbat khud aba adabi muhabbat siklaate hai. Ask that young man who just got married, and now when he's with his wife, in secrecy, he does, nobody have to tell him, tell your wife five times you love her, or tell her ten times you love her, or how many times. There you see what words come out. And similarly, when you are Allah in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, then you'll see nafal namazes, the du'as of sajda, the du'as that come in Qur'an Kareem, in the hadith, that also you'll say. In your nafal namaz, what enjoyment, you just don't want to lift your head now. Now you're at the feet, the closest a person can be to his Rabbah is when he's at the feet, so-called at the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in sajda, and that is why Hazrat says, then you'll understand what is Tarawih all about. 40, you don't say, hey, so long, 40 extra sajdas, Allahu Akbar, just to get one opportunity in your millions of lives, just to put your head at the threshold of Allah, that is the greatest gift. Yeah, we're getting it over and over, but when we didn't realize who we are, what is this reality, then we take it for granted. And at that time, now when you're in sajda, janna chahiye ke sajda maqam nihayat qurbat hai. Remember, this is the position of the greatest closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu Akbar. As the pious see our servants, when they in their salah, in their tahajjud, you see their eyes pouring out. Somebody will ask them, what's this? It's a cold night, and you got a nice bed, your wife is also there, nice eider down, you standing in the cold and you still crying. The people don't know. He say, kabhi ehtiyaz, kabhi ehtiraf-e kusur hai, kabhi, Allahu Akbar. Once, sometimes, I'm standing in front of Allah, and I'm acknowledging, oh Allah, the biggest sinner, and you allowed me in your court. Where do I deserve? Kabhi ehtiraf-e kusur hai, kabhi, and sometimes it's the enjoyment of talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So then a person, then nobody have to, you only have to put your alarm clock to get up for Fajr. You won't say, I put three alarms in, I still can't get up. Before time, you'll be worried. Is my time for appointment, etc. So now you're at the closer, you're at the height of closeness to Allah. And a pious servant teaches us, that is what we come to learn from our Shaykh and Mashayikh, that Allahu Akbar, apne kurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar muftala. Now Allah, that you gave me this closeness, let me enjoy that close enjoyment of yours. And then don't let me be distant from you, and I lose my closeness with you. And what will distance us? That you enjoyed your sajda, and you just pick up your phone the next minute, and you're looking at the video clip, or you're looking at something haram. Now you distance yourself from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person must realize, and when he's at sajda, he is so close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, or zuhur tajalliyati jamali ka baadshahi ka hai. And Allah Ta'ala special focus, Allah's special nur is now directly on him. In other words, Allah is with you. Allah is present in, Allah is present with you. And Allahu Akbar, a person realizes that, like the person thinks, many people, atheists or idol worshippers, they say, you're worshipping, no, who's your God? Your God is not in front of you. But Allahu Akbar, when you see the curtain blowing, you ask, what's blowing the curtain? The wind. Your child say, where's the wind? You say, there's the wind. You can't see the wind, but you know the wind is there. So more closer than the wind, Allah is with us. Allahu Akbar. And Allah gave a beautiful example. He says, in India those days, one Muslim, humble person, he didn't know the Masail also properly. So one Hindu friend of his used to trouble him all the time. That you say you worship your Allah, where's your Allah? You go in masjid, no, we worship, we stand in front of our, whatever they call their guru, their God. Our God is there, where is your Allah? He couldn't answer him, every day he's pestering him. One day he got so upset, he gave him one good punch, and then he ran away. So this Hindu went around, he said, you see these Muslims, they don't know, they're worshipping no God, so they got no answers. Hazrat says, no, his answer was right, but he didn't give the explanation. He said that he gave the right answer, he gave him one hard shot, he felt the pain. Now you should ask him, where's the pain? You can't see the pain. So like that, you got the shot, it came from where the shot came from, but where is the pain coming from? So Allah Ta'ala is right there with us. Allah is present, Allah is in front of us. Now when Allah is with you, Allahu Akbar, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala says that what is ihsan? This is where we have to reach, but this is the final step. We have to carry on up the ladder. That worship and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. That you'll feel that Allah is with you. I believe you are seeing Allah. Or if you can't, you'll know Allah is watching me. And Allah is watching me that I'm in sajda. Allah is praising you by the malaika, by the angels. And then look how beautiful Allah gave us salah. That ye banda, mare haybat, mazmoon jo nahi kehna aya. Usi waaste hukam hua ke ek dam thair kar, dusri baar arz kare. Allah Akbar. Now this humble slave of Allah, now he is awe-stricken that Allah's beauty, and that also just a brilliant of a brilliant of a brilliant, Allah's focus on him. If Allah's haybat, Allah's awe and Allah's grandeur, he just had to really come in front of him, he'll lose his senses. But now he's awe-stricken. And like a child, you send him to some Maulana or some respectable person. You say, go say this, go tell your uncle this. He comes there, he's panting, you want what I said, what your father said. Now he doesn't know, he forgot, because he's scared to talk. So your respectable man will tell him, now sit, wait, sit little while, relax. After you relax, now you say, you remember now what they told you? Oh yeah, they told me this. So exactly the same, according to our mizaj, according to our temperament, according to our ability, that is the namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us. Allah Ta'ala says, you'll forget really what you want to say to me, how to praise me, so just wait. That is why now Allah Ta'ala's command, usi waaste hukam hua ke ek dam thair kar, dusri baar arz kare, that now wait a little. Just think of your subject matter, and then you come back into your next sajda, and then you can say what you want to, Allahu Akbar. So this is not a matter of duty, it's not a matter of responsibility. Together with performing salah, our life should be just making shukr to Allah. We don't have no words, but we just, and that is why our Dada Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Zuban bhi qasid lagat lugat mein dam nahi. That our tongues, where can we make the shukr of Allah? Where can we express? And you can look at all the dictionaries in the world, you won't find words to make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All Allah Ta'ala has taught us, you bow down and you acknowledge that you the slave of Allah. And now when Allah told you sit, that you just relax, now you are sitting in coma. You are also very important to understand and realize, what is this posture? That's in jalsa you are sitting. The position between the two sajdas, that is called jalsa. And Allahu Akbar. Great lessons ulama have taught us here. Ye mazmoon hai jalsa ka, aur jalse mein ye alfaz kehna nihayat khub aur sunnat hai. There is du'as to be read in the jalsa in between the two sajdas, especially in our nafal namaz, etc. And what beautiful words has been taught to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the jalsa. But first of all, when you go into sajda, you get the lesson that mina khalaqnakum. Allah created me from the soil. What am I? Allah created me from sand. Now when you put your head down, just think that Allah created me from sand. And Allahu Akbar. When you sit in your jalsa, that how long Allah has sent me in my dunya, that is my life. Just that short time in my life. And if you sit properly in jalsa, Allah will give you valuable life. And if you don't sit in jalsa, you hardly up and you beg for the next sajda. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains one time, Hazrat Qadi Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in Bombay and he was on his trips to give programs. So one masjid they told Hazrat that Hazrat, this is a very big city, everybody too busy, that nobody got time, so please make bayan short. So Hazrat kept quiet, he didn't say anything. When the time for bayan came, he sat on the minbar and he started asking before he even started the bayan. He says, how many people in this gathering here that is 90 years old? Maybe one person lucky there was 90 years in that gathering. How many people are 80? Maybe 2-3. How many people are 70? Few people that were 70. How many 60? Few people 60 years. Then Hazrat said, that see, all of us, we want short bayan, so Allah has made our lives short. In the earlier days, the bayan used to start after Isha and used to end Fajr time. And people used to sit with attentive and attention. See what valuable lives Allah gave them. And what they did in our lives. In our lives we can't do anything. You think what my father, how he established this whole empire. And me, I can't do anything. And today forget 60 and go to the Qabristan. And see the board, all 40 and under. All going, the grandfathers are crying, we are burying our grandson. So in that, when you're sitting in that jalsa, remember this is my life. And as Hazrat explained already, azan is given when you came in the world. The iqamat is also given. This is your life, there's no time to play. No time for sport. No time for politics. No time to send messages. Where we still got time to be on this group and that group. وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. When you go in your second sajda, just think, Allah is going to raise me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. I'm going to stand in the court of Allah. No judge there for me. And Allah is not the judge. Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Nobody can question the authority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There will be no lawyer for you, no advocate for you, nobody there for you. And you will have to stand in the court of Allah. And Allah is going to tell you, my banda, I gave you life. I gave you an amanat, what you did with it. And Allah is going to say, Ikra kitabak. You don't even have to give me your story. Here we got your whole story. So anyway, in that way, if a person thinks of his sajda, then see the now, what is namaz all about? What is enjoyment? Then you won't just faraz namaz, and Hazrat says, like we looting in our namaz, the other aspect, we don't read all our nafal namazes, we don't got no time, we just forget time for nafal namaz, our tasbih we not reading. So we should realize, and when you sit in the jalsa also, in the nafal namazes, read this dua. Allahumma khfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzukni, warfa'ni, wajburni. Ey Allah, bakhsh de mujhko, mujhe, aur raham kar mujh par, aur raah bata mujhe, aur sarfaraz kar mujhe, aur nuksan mera dur kar. Said, oh Allah, please forgive me. I'm not worthy in your court. I didn't appreciate these opportunities of life and my life itself. So Allah, please forgive me and have mercy on me. In other words, let me realize who I am. I'm the most useless servant. Oh Allah, guide me, wahdini. Guide me onto that path that will take you close to me. And that means guide me to a pious servant. Let him guide me. Wazukni. And oh Allah, honor me by giving me my sustenance. Allah says, I didn't send you to work for your sustenance. You bu'amur alaka bis salat wastabir alayha. La nasaluka rizqa. Nahnu nazukuk. You establish your namaz. Make this an establishment in your home. We will feed you. And see how we will give you rizq, what is, what honor. You won't have to become a slave of anybody else. Warfani. Oh Allah, raise me. Wajburni. And oh Allah, wipe out all my shortcomings. Oh Allah, forgive me. So in this way, a person, even in your jalsa, you say these words, and then see your namaz will become namaz. Otherwise, as the ulama explained, that our namaz is just up, down, kiss the ground, and rather namaz is cursing us. So, and then the important masala here, lekin Hanafi mazhab mein aisa sabit hua, jalse aur qome mein, siwa in do duao ke, aur bhi sahi hadithon mein manqool hai. Besides these duas that has been mentioned in the Jaqoma, Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda, Rabbana. And besides this dua, there are other also correct duas in the hadith. We should try and learn whatever according to our capability and try and read it. But the masala is, Hanafi mazhab mein aisa sabit hua ke wo duae agar nafal namaz ke qawme aur jalse mein pare, to sunnat hai. That is nafal namaz, that is all namaz besides faraz. All other namazes, even if it is sunnati muakkada, a person can read this in his qawma, in his jalsa, all those duas that will make our namaz a proper namaz. And then, these duas to read there is sunnat, because in faraz namaz, it is not sunnat to read, but if there's time, you can read one, two words also, which ulama had mentioned. Is liye ke farz namaz mein un duao ka parna sunnat nahi. In faraz namaz, it is not sunnah to read these duas, because you have to follow the imam. Otherwise, people want to read those duas, the imam is gone in ruku, you thinking you're reading your duas. No, that is, you have to follow the imam. And as we will learn, how the imam also should make his namaz. Magar qawme mein sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd. Farz namaz may be sunnati. But in faraz namaz, if you're reading on your own, then you will read Sami Allahu liman hamida, although you should not be reading on your own. In some circumstances, it happened unfortunate. When you're reading behind the imam will say Sami Allahu liman hamida. You have to say sunnat, Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd. That much is sunnat. And And then again now, that was your first sajda. You say, Allah said, wait little. Now you got your opportunity, Allah says, right. You remember your mazmoon, what you want to ask, what you want to say. Fir Allahu Akbar kehkar zameen par sar rakhe. Now again say Allahu Akbar and put your head down on the ground again. And now you are back at the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now what ecstasy, what enjoyment, what love that me and Allah has chosen me. Now Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. All the, and not three times, or five times, or seven times, and other du'as that you know, that are from sunnah, from the Quran Sharif, and the hadith, that also in sajda can be read. The Hazrat explains a very important point here, that as an imam, you keep in consideration the whole jamaat. That in the jamaat there are some old people, there might be some sick people, there might be some other disabled people. So for an imam, he should read three times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, but proper three times. And he shouldn't lengthen his namaz. It shouldn't be that as an imam, I'm lengthening my qiraat. I'm not even reading the sunnah qiraat. I'm reading from everywhere else in the Quran Kareem, that everybody must know I'm a qari, and I read from anywhere else. We should read from the sunnah qiraat in all our namazes. Maghrib time also, read what is the sunnah qiraat. The imam should read according to the sunnah, and that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Hazrat said, so we'll come to that point just now. First of all, it shouldn't be that you are imam in faraz namaz, long namaz you're reading. And then after nafal namaz, before you know, you are out of the masjid already. So our nafal namaz, that is where we should take our time. And especially your nafal namaz in your private, in your privacy, there you should take your time. It shouldn't be in a masjid, long namaz, and you don't even get up at tahajjud. There is where you must express your love with Allah. There is you can say 7 times, 10 times, how much long you want to make sajda. Similarly, your attitude, you don't come, you say, nah, I came khanka, I came out of masjid. Now out in the street, you're like a serious man. You go home also very serious and crying and what the tasbih. Hazrat says, that is not the time for the tasbih. That is the time now to be smiling. In the daytime, show your happiness. Be smiling. And at night, when you are with Allah, then pour out your tears. Then daughter in the day you want to show everybody must see that I'm a very pious man. I'm crying even in front of your wife. You come home, big Sufi sahab came home, and you make your eyes red also. That Sufi, no, at that time our Dada Shaykh also said, put your tasbih in the pocket. Walk in the house with smile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Smile and hug your wife if the children are not in front, otherwise they'll think you're fighting with your wife or something. Anyway, so we should understand, similarly, with the believers, with the Muslims, we should be kind, we should be loving. We see Allah Ta'ala explains, what was the Sahaba Rajam, what Sohbat, what came in their life. Tarahum, Rukkan, Ruhamau Bainahum, Ashidda'u Alal Kuffar, Ruhamau Bainahum. Tarahum, Rukkan, Sujjada. When it came to the Kuffar, whatever work they had to do, business, just business, that's it. And if it came for jihad, they didn't say, this is my friend. Then they showed their anger in front of the kuffar. He doesn't want to respect the commands of Allah, he's not deserving to be around. So what the disbelievers and their lifestyle, stay away. And what work you got, come, say come. If you have to phone any office, any woman, have to lift up the phone, don't talk sweetly there. And don't now get into unnecessary conversation. Or some woman phone you. Or any time for you, madam, what you want? I'm at your service all the time. Just after that, your wife says, hey, we need some visitors are coming. You are nag all the time. Am I your boy or something? So we got our life all upside down. This is namaz, that is to bring our life in order. And similarly, as Hazrat teaches us, this Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to read namaz. Our deen has come down with nakal, with copying Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say read namaz how I explain you to read namaz. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was in Kufa. Somebody told him that show us how to make, what was the wudu of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like here, alhamdulillah, Hazrat also showed that inshallah wudu also practically will be shown. And even namaz, alhamdulillah, when Musa sahab, they will do it and show us. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he was on the minbar, he told somebody, bring me a lota of water. And practically he demonstrated how to make wudu. And that is we find our akabirin have taught us that we follow nakal. We follow the way we saw from our elders. And that is what is a sunnah in a darul loom also. when a student gets a sanad that now I'm an alim, it doesn't mean that now what is actually told, that you learn hadith from your ustad, and it carried on till Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So follow them in practice also. Otherwise, just from the kitab, just from the words, a person now goes and delves into the deep understanding what he doesn't even have understanding. He wants to research. Instead of understanding it correctly, he'll make tarif. He'll change the deen also. Like today we see what interpretations people gave. No, the permissibility of social distance and all that, which was totally against the interpretation of the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should understand and realize how fortunate are we that we have got our ustad, we have got our mashayikh who taught us our deen. Follow in their footsteps, then you will see you will have the correct deen. Otherwise you won't understand. And then when you say one Allahu Akbar with this reality, and you say Allahu Akbar, that Allahu Akbar will shake the world. But sadly, my Allahu Akbar is like an empty capsule. And till today we see, it has been mentioned in Afghanistan, when the American troops used to be coming, a whole convoy of all, the military force, few Taliban were in the bush. They saw the whole troop coming. They used to say, Allahu Akbar. Those people used to get scared and run away from their tankers. So tell today that force is there, but my Allahu Akbar is empty. That is why we are not shaking the world today. We have to come back to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hold the hands of the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and thus you will get by the mashayikh. Thus you won't get in the kitabs. In the Darul Ulooms you will get all the knowledge, the deep knowledge also. But you will be like a kebab that is tasty, but is not fried. It's unfried, and you give anybody, he'll spit it out of his mouth. In the khanka, you'll get fried. The reality of knowledge will go into our heart. And like Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you can be a great alim, but with 1 kilo of knowledge, you need 20 kilos of hilam, of tolerance, to know how to guide the ummah, to know how to, and this will only come when you sit at the feet of the pious servants of Allah. Then you'll understand that our deen is a deen of reality. What we saw from our elders, on your own you want to make tahqeeq, you will change the whole. Not recently we find, even among the Arabs, they change the whole interpretation with regard to amama. That amama now means you just put a scarf on your head. And we see generally among them, very little of them will really try the turban, which is a great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How it should be tied round your head, they'll put a scarf and they say that is amama. So you'll change the deen. You'll cause zandaka, you'll cause yourself to be going off the path. We have to hold firm onto the life of our elders, our pious elders. So in the madrasa, the makatib, the simple people like us, we'll learn the basic masail. The ulama will learn the details, but the reality of that will come in the khanka. Then a person will realize when you say Allahu Akbar again. Now keep him. Is Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko isi tarah. Samjhe ke ek bar awwal mein samjata. That now think of that when you say Allahu Akbar every time when you start in namaz, the greatness of Allah that was in front of you, keep that in mind all the time. Then you'll see every rakat you'll be more into consideration. But what that, keep in mind the adab, the etiquette, ruku mein nazar pao par jamai. That how, where we should keep our gazes in ruku, on your feet, and realize who am I. And look at yourself, how you are. Allah has given me this great honor. Or Allah Ta'ala ki kibriyai, or barai, or apni zillat ka tasawur kare. And remember, keep in mind the greatness of Allah, and my uselessness. I am totally worth nothing. And in the court of Allah, and sajda mein naak par nazar rakhe, aur apni hakarat, aur khaksari ka tasawur kare. And when you go into sajda, keep your eyes at the top of your nose. Don't close your eyes. Sunnat is more greater than trying to concentrate on your own. With sunnat, this concentration will come. And realize what your reality, absolutely I'm nothing. So see what isladi will be in namaz. But as Hazrat teaches us in the sabak to come, we have to practice this. Then only it will come in us. Otherwise we hear it here, we have the feeling, and then we forget about it. Allah give us also peace and understanding. SubhanAllah.